produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Worship you for the mighty things you do. I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord. For always and forever, my purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you.
Hello and welcome to Josie's Inspiration. It is January 2022 already. So I'm Josie Hopkins and I am so excited to kick this year off and to begin with a new theme. Each of the past few years, I have chosen a theme for the year that gives me my intention about where I feel that I'm going and reminding me of where I've been. And so there was Inspire 2020 when I was really bringing about Josie's Inspiration, the radio show. Then there was last year, Journey 2021. What an amazing journey 2021 was. You know, getting the cancer diagnosis, having the COVID be out and about and around us, feeling restricted, but also feeling freed. Freed because there was not an obligation to go out and do things, because it was clear to everyone with COVID being around that we weren't going to be doing things as usual. It was not going to be business as normal. And so now here we are in 2022, and it's about transition for me. I've learned some things over the past few years about my life, about myself, and I'm ready to transition into this new year, taking all of the lessons that I've learned, continuing to be a student, to continue to listen and to hear for God's direction in my life for what He has called me to do. And as you heard in the song at the beginning of the show, my purpose is to praise Him. My purpose is to serve God and to always have Him in the forefront of whatever I'm doing. And so as I begin this show today for January 2022 on Josie's Inspiration, Finding My Way Network, I'm forever grateful to Kayla for this opportunity and for my ability to share the messages, share from my heart, and to inspire others to find their purpose and their passion. I was looking at some scriptures, and Isaiah 43:19 always is important to me. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And that's so much of where we are now. God continuously does new things in our lives. But we don't always see it. We don't always recognize it. Too often we get caught up in the disappointments of what we expected not being fulfilled. And we may become, a bit down about it or angry in some cases because we had certain expectations and because they weren't fulfilled in the way we thought they should be. But I have learned that when opportunities present themselves, it's not always in the way that I perceived it. But I want to always be ready to hear Him, ready to know that He's doing a new thing in my life. And so I'm ready to transition this year, to transform, and to be available to be used by God, because He is making a way in the wilderness. And even as I have gone through this cancer diagnosis now for for some time, I'm aware that I see myself as a blessing in this, that there is a blessing in each of my four cancer diagnoses, because it brings me to a place of stillness, a place of humbleness, and a place to realize that God is still working in my life. Because I have life. And because of this diagnosis, I have learned that stillness is important. I've always, not always, but being in my business, wellness and self-care, I've learned the importance of making myself a priority. And so for some time now, I have shared with others that it's not selfish to put yourself first. It's self-care and self-love. But before I put myself first, I have to put God first, because He's my creator. He is the designer of me. He is the orchestrator of me. He has created me for His purpose. So whatever I'm going through, I have to acknowledge that there is a greater purpose than what I might immediately see. And so before I become down about cancer diagnosis, before I get down and sad about the doctors telling me that they see something new, I have to ask God, what is the purpose of this? What am I to be doing with this? How do I use what the world would say is a negative to be something positive, to give you the glory, Lord, to show you in my life, to allow you to shine forth through all of my circumstances. And so I began to tell people last year that I'm God's poster child, that cancer does not look like death. So you may find me in the chemo chair doing a Facebook Live, or on a day when, you know, I may not be feeling my best, but trying to uplift, encourage someone else, because inspiration is always my goal. Josie's Inspiration is my theme. It's my brand. It's my desire to help others be uplifted, find ways to bring joy into situations that would normally seem to be down or seem to be joyless, and to find out why, not necessarily why these things are happening, but to find out how we can use these to God's benefit. So Isaiah 43:18-19 says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And so I hold fast to that. I hold fast that the former things of my life, I can't go backwards. I can't go back and get what I had. I can't go back and recreate a moment. I can have memories. Interestingly enough, this morning I was having a conversation with my son, Adrian, who's helping me with my websites. And I was telling him that, you know, Josie's Inspiration as a radio show has been around for a very long time. In fact, I was telling him that I have cassette tapes of show recordings, and I have CDs of show recordings. And I was excited as I was cleaning out my office at the end of the year to find these items. And I was like, wow, Josie's Inspiration has been something for me for a while. Even before I made it my brand, it was a show. It was a vision. It was a concept. And there is some record and documentation to support that. And I got excited because I was thinking, oh, as we develop the website, you know, I've got all these things that were past. And he reminded me, don't go backwards, go forward. And so as I read the scripture, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? It says, remember not the former things. So I can't get stuck in the past. I can't go back and wish that I had done something different at some previous point in time. Everything in my life has been purposed. And even the mistakes that I've made, even the blunders, even the downfalls and the tragedies or the challenges that have happened, they've come to make me who I am now. And I'm very grateful. So what are the challenges that you've had that you keep trying to go backwards and fix? We can't. We can't go backwards. You know, stand on the lessons that you've learned. Take something from each experience and use it to strengthen you as you move forward. And that's what I intend to do. And Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose." So all those things of my past, all those things that I've experienced, they are going to be used for good. God's going to continue to use me, use my circumstances, use my obstacles, use my challenges, use my diagnosis, use my disappointments, use my tragedies. He's going to use those things for good, to help someone else according to his purpose. So as I was thinking about what it means to transform or to be transitioning, and I toyed between Transformation 2022 and Transition 2022, and I stayed with transition because transition is about being able to make a change, being able to change from one state or condition to another, to shift. And so I'm ready to make a shift. I'm ready to make a shift for 2022. a shift in being more purposeful, to being more intentional, and to fulfill the things that I set forth for myself. So for many years now, I have been pursuing my aromatherapy certification. I am closer than close than I've ever been, but I'm still not there yet. I keep putting off things that I could get done. And I don't know why, but that's one of the things that I'm going to do in 2022 is to set my intention with some goals. And so what is the difference between an intention and a goal? Well, I had to look that up because I was thinking, well, you know, isn't that kind of the same thing? But goals are a destination or a specific achievement. And our intentions are how we live it each day. So it's not about how I achieve the goal or the destination, but it's how I'm living it. And so it's an action. It's me taking action towards the goals that I have. And the goals are external achievements, but the intentions are all about my relationship with myself and with others. And that's so important because relationships matter. How I treat myself, how I treat others, and that's a big part of my intention, that as I set forth in 2022 and as I make that transition, that I hold on to those things that have positivity in my life, let go of things that are distressing. In fact, I unsubscribe to a lot of things. I remove myself from some things that were really important to me. One of which was stepping away from my damsel in defense business. It has been it was a amazing 7 years being a damsel in defense pro, building a team, supporting my team, having Zooms and training calls and supporting and helping build other leaders, being a part of a community that was doing good. But I had to stop this year and say, where am I going in my life? I had to be real about the fact that I'm now 67 years young, and in just 2.5 years, I'm going to be 70 years old. And my husband and I were having a conversation about the fact that I said I did not want to be pulling my little red wagon with my products and going to vendor events and setting up tables when I'm 70 years old. And he reminded me that he was going to be 70 before I was. And I know that each event that I do and each thing that I am a part of, he's a big supporter. He comes, he pulls the wagon with me, he helps me set up my table, he makes sure that I'm safe, he drives me where I have to go, he comes back to pick me up. And even though he tells me that he does it because he loves me and he's committed to supporting me, I had to also take into account that not just my health, but his health. And while I love that he was coming and doing these things for me, he was doing them for me, not because he chose to, but because I had a need. And so I made a decision that rather than waiting until the age 70 hit and suddenly I was going to make some transition at 70, I needed to prepare myself and I needed to start to walk my journey to live my purpose and my passion beginning now. And so that's where I am. And it's January 2022. And I'm excited because brand new possibilities, not just because it's January, but because I woke up this morning. And, you know, sometimes people will go off and they'll make resolutions about what they're going to do. I'm not making a resolution. I'm not setting any huge goals. I'm going to take it a day at a time, with some realistic timelines. So this morning I told my son that, you know, he said, where do you want to be in March 2022 with your website, with your business? And so I had to make some declarations to him that I wanted to at that point be set in my business, speaking engagements, going out doing presentations around health and wellness, using my essential oils to empower others in their health, and to be doing Josie's Inspiration as a full business platform. And so Josie's Inspiration includes my radio show, my essential oils, my soul purpose business. It includes everything that I intend to be doing and about. But first of all, God is there. And so I know I can do all things through him who strengthens me. That's Philippians 4:13. And also Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And so I'm ready. I'm ready for this transition. I'm ready for new things. I'm ready for new commitments to God and to myself. I'm ready for him to bless me beyond my wildest dreams, as he continues to do. You know, not because I'm asking him, give me, give me, give me, but I ask him to give me the desires that he would have for my life, to show me the direction that he would have me go, to place in my path the people that he would have me touch, to bless my family, and to allow us to continue to grow in love and in prosperity and in faith. And that's what he continually does for me. Therefore, if anyone in Christ is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. And so I stand firm in that. The old has gone and the new is here. But there was nothing wrong with the old. It's just that we can't stay in the past. We have to get ready. We have to be ready for something new. Because if we stay stuck, God can't use us. You know, I've got to move my feet. I've got to stand up. I've got to be in the position to take action when he calls on me. I went the other day to get new eyeglasses, to get my eyes checked. And transition lenses. I was thinking about transition lenses and, you know, transition lenses. And I'm thinking about transition in my life. So what is it about transition lenses that makes them important? And it says that transition lenses contain special patented photochromic dyes that cause the lens to activate or darken when exposed to ultraviolet rays from sunlight. When the UV light diminishes, the lens fade back. As light conditions change, the level of tint adjusts, offering the right tint at the right time. So, if I take that and I apply that to my life, I have to be ready that when darkness comes in my life, I have to be ready to activate my faith, to activate the realization that God is in charge. And when I'm exposed to things, maybe I'm exposed to COVID, maybe I'm exposed to Omicron or Delta, I don't know. Because even in my desire to stay safe and to not be exposed to things, I don't know who I'm going to be around. And so I have to be ready to transition when I'm out and about. I have to wear my mask. I might have to go back to wearing my shield. I have to make sure that I'm doing the things to protect myself. And as conditions change, I have to be ready to adjust. And so maybe that's the key, that transitions are an adjustment. How are you adjusting to life circumstances? How are you adjusting to the changes that are happening around us? The changes in our world, the changes in our community, the changes in your life, in our health, in our homes, and in our families. Change is constant. And we have to be aware that we can't stay stuck. We can't go backwards. We can't stay in one spot and think that we are going to be invincible. We have to, like the trees, when the wind blows, we got to sway in it. We have to be ready for change because change is happening. If we look around the world, if we look at the traumas and the sad things that are happening, the fires, the floods, the earthquakes, all the things that are happening, change is happening. Climate change, world change, leaders change, and we have to change. But we can make change a positive because we can take change and we can prepare for it by having an open mind and the faith to know that in every change, God is with us. He is protecting us. We don't have to conform to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, and we'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's Romans 12:2. We don't need to be like everybody else. In fact, I've always prided myself in being different and unique. Didn't always understand why I felt different, but once I understood that it was not a bad thing to be different, then I embrace my uniqueness. I embrace the fact that I am a child of God, made in His image, but so are those around me. And His image is varied. It's not locked into one picture that maybe we saw hanging on walls when we were children, of a Jesus with straight wavy hair, with a pointed nose. You know, God is infinite. His son Jesus is infinite. And they're omnipresent with us. So as we transition into 2022, be ready for changes. Be open to changes. And know that change is good. Because as long as we're open to change, we're open to growth. Because we can't grow if we're not willing to change. When a seed is planted, it's a seed. But if it stayed a seed, we would never see the beauty that was inside of it. So that seed gets planted into dirt. It gets watered. And then you see a little sprout. And that sprout grows. And it begins to grow to the sunlight, going to get nourished until that seed becomes what God intended it to be it a flower or a tree or a shrub, but it all starts with the seed. And so, Lord, allow me to be your seed, planted in the richness of your word, watered by your grace and mercy, given sunlight by your promises, and growing for your purpose. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see 2022. Thank you for new mercies every day. And I bless your holy name. And I thank you for this journey. I thank you for Joseph's inspiration and all that it's able to do to open up opportunities for other hosts to share messages that you have given them, to be a part of Finding My Way Network, and to spread joy around the world. Thank you, Lord, for continuing to bless me. I love you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
The one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it, but it ain't easy, 'cause that world I
Good morning, and thank you for joining me on Revelia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. I want to speak to you today about bringing your authentic self to life. What do you think when you hear the word authentic? Do you think real? Or maybe you think true? Well, the word is related to the word author, so you could actually think of it as being able to write your own story. It will be real personal, though. Sometimes there may be people who can agree with you and relate to you and your feelings and ideas. That just may be the making of your tribe. When you're living your own reality, you are the CEO of your life. Make no mistake about that. You speak what you believe. And as long as you do so with love, there's a kind of a natural pride that goes with that. Not the kind of pride that is said to go before a fall from grace. That's the kind that's filled with ego, the edging God out, if you will. That feeling that you alone created whatever it is that needed to be done. No, I'm talking about the kind of pride that says, my thoughts come from God. My energy is the energy of the divine. I choose, and hear that word, choose to listen and to follow. I'm a child of the King and He loves me. Now that's the feeling of, this is who I am and I'm good with that. Because I'm sure that my strength comes from within and takes nothing away from anyone else. I'm open to sharing and connecting with others in a loving manner. Now that's authentic and that's real power. That's the energy that is brought out by staying in touch with your higher self, by taking intentional time to connect and have conversation with God, knowing that a true conversation is one where there is a lot of listening with the ear behind the ear involved. You have to be able to discern the voice of God from the voice of, this is what I want, when I want it, how I want it. And you'll know the difference because sometimes the answer may not be quite what you want to hear, but it still strikes a chord with you, and you innately know that it's something you need to do. But you can be sure that you're not alone because you're talking to your Creator, and it brings with it a power, that kind of power that is just indescribable, not the kind that controls others, just the kind that kind doesn't value anybody at all. I'm referring to empowerment and the feeling that comes from knowing you're free to speak your truth in safety with whoever that you're talking to at the time. And maybe in doing so, you can help another to do the same. It's living in the present of who you are and what you represent, but with love. So I suppose you can say that the authentic self is a loving presence. Authentic anything is the original thought. Since the original thought comes from the God force within, we can say that our true authentic purpose in life comes from simple things, like offering your time, your talents to someone who might be in need of what you can do. We're truly lifted ourselves when we stoop to lift another, when the divine within us stretches out its hand to reach the divine in someone else, and we all are full of the divine. That's when we actually have transcended our mere humanness, and you discover who we really are. We're divine emanations sent here to assist others in unearthing the divinity within themselves. And I thank God daily for allowing me to come to this place at this time and to developing in me the attitude to gain all of the knowledge about who and what I am in God's plan. I respect myself enough to know that the qualities that I love and value are what will be attracted to me. And I have formed the habit of keeping that wisdom principle because all thoughts are things. I realize that my spirit will be renewed by daily renewing my mind. That way, I like connecting to the Creator daily. That's why I do it. And sometimes, many times daily is whatever it might need. And it's so important. It allows me to stop and to change my focus from whatever disappointment or whatever dysfunction or destructive thought is looming over that moment. It allows me to change my focus. Ephesians 6:8 says that whatever you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. That's important too, because it says to me, when I'm being my best authentic self in whatever moment, that can cause a domino effect. And it brings truth to power, allowing someone to know that their most innermost self and ideas is safe in our interaction. Being your authentic self at every moment of your life, no matter how small the interaction, is like planting a seed. And we all are walking storehouses of seeds. Seed time, seed energy, seed love, and even money. And your authentic self knows when and where they need to be planted in order to help someone grow and to further yourself on your path. It's amazing how the divine mind can connect and do all of that. Being your authentic self happens when what you do or say in your life at any given moment matches with who you say you are. And sometimes people will struggle with this because it can mean being vulnerable with others to be really seen. Authenticity means you bring and you are constantly being you and making decisions that support your core beliefs. But it can even mean walking away from toxic relationships. This allows you to live the life you wish to live. When you get clear on who you are and what matters to you, you can then walk your path of meaning and joy. And sometimes the fear of being rejected by others will bring some kind of a change, because it can stop people from even trying. And that means they put up a mask and they develop the persona that they think will be easier to fit with the beliefs of someone else, just to keep down conflict. But this can only last so long. And in some cases, the guilt of betraying yourself can cause illness. It can cause shame and low self-esteem. Now, there are ways of finding your authentic self and keeping yourself authentic. Just ask, when do I feel the most real? And when you're feeling that real, where are you? And who are you with? And how do these people make you feel about being there? And what does being there cost you emotionally and physically? Always try to be present with yourself, regardless to what is happening around you. And that's the big one, because this means you have to remember with your higher self constantly. No matter how many people approve of you or not, stay in connection with your values. You need to remember that sometimes no, it has to be a complete sentence, especially if the things you're saying no to don't serve your highest and best. And find other authentic people to be around to help support you on your path. Take stock of your company. As a child, I used to get told all the time, watch the company you keep because you're going to be judged by who you're with. So search for people who support your dreams, not those that will tear them down or be jealous. And that goes along with the Bible saying of be not unequally yoked. There's nothing worse than feeling you are in the wrong place to be real. Being in company like that makes for a certain confusion and miscommunication and conflicts and arguments. And this will stop any authentic exchange of ideas. It's probably what's going on with our government. Because a passive person will always not be heard. The more assertive one will dominate for better or worse. They make demands of your time. These are energy vampires. They don't care what you need to do. So it might be worthwhile to practice knowing in what circumstances you may need to hold your ground. Not saying dwell on the problem, just step back and see the bigger picture. Just to make sure you know the difference between what you feel internally and what may just be an outside influence. I'm talking about your heart dreams versus your outside obstacles. That's what I call them because they stop you or sidetrack you from your goals. A lot of times when you want to be an authentic person, you're wondering if you're stepping on somebody's toes. You're wondering if they're thinking, well, how does she know so much? And what makes her think she knows so much? And does she think she's better than me? Don't worry about any of that. You have to get in touch with the God part of you. There's nothing more authentic than that God nature within you. Things that seem to be insurmountable. When I have sat down and remembered with the Christ within, and I use that word remember a lot. There's a dash between the R-E and the word member. You are members of the body of Christ, and each one of us is as important as the next. And when the time comes when we forget that, we have to reevaluate. And re means to think back, to go back to that source, that speech of I am because my God is. And when you stop to think and you remember with your Christ itself, you get all of that energy, all of that flows through you to let you know that you are important. And what you say makes a difference. You make a difference. The things that you can bring to the table make a difference. You can be assertive without being mean. And you can be vulnerable without being passive, but it takes work. Your authenticity is actually your faith at stake. Because if you don't know what you are faithful to, who you are faithful to, what you stand for, what you want to represent, and what you want people to see you represent, you get lost. And that brings a lack of faith in yourself. And at a deeper level, it's actually saying that you have a lack of faith in God. Now, I know nobody wants to say that, but there are times when things have happened so, so badly in this world that the people that they happen to lose faith, if only for a minute. I can remember a time in my life that I lost faith. It didn't take me long to get it back because I am rooted and grounded. But if I was really rooted and grounded, I feel like I wouldn't have lost faith at all. But the human side of me said, you have tried everything. Why bother? The divine side of me said, you have tried everything. Now give it to me.
the author and finisher of your faith, and faith that can't be broken. You see, there is nothing that keeps us separate from God except us. We're the ones that put a separation between God and who we are, when in essence, we have the power of God within us. We are made in the image and likeness. He breathed into man his spirit. So what can ever separate you except your stinking thinking? When you forget all of the good, all of the things that God went through to save man, and you forget that he knew the big picture, he knew you, formed you in your mother's womb, you kind of lose your faith. You kind of lose. You're not in touch with who you really are. And you lose your authenticity, your originality, your purpose. Your purpose is so big, no matter what part you play. It's like that saying, is the foot not part of the body because it's not the brain? Everybody is necessary. There are no unnecessary people in God's plan. Even if the people are so arrogant and they upset you so much, that's a purpose. That's to show you if they can push a button where you need to love yourself more. And to be authentic is to know what will set you off and take you away from that connection. And to be authentic means to be able to get it back, to just say, cancel, and Father, I repent, and please, Holy Spirit, fill me. That's the thing that separates us from animals. We can pray. We know who we are. And it's not just intuition. It's fact. We are the emanations of God. We are the hands and feet of God. The authentic, original, first cause, source. And if you have just a spark of that divine within you, nurture it. Gather everything that you know that is good and bring it to bear within you. Keep it there, pressed down in your heart, so that when things do happen, you can pull them up. Things happen so fast in this world, you don't have time to ask Google or to grab a Bible and try to find it. You have to have it already in you. The authentic you. It's the one that's so connected to God, you glow, just like Moses did coming down off the mountain. I would love for my face to shine like that so others know that I'm connected to God. Yes, we are human, but we are spirit having a human experience. So I ask you today, don't let the spirit side die. Because the human side lives in fear. Strengthen your divinity. Strengthen everything within you. And just release it to God. He'll give you the power. He'll give you the word. He'll give you the strength. I enjoy so much being able to speak to people and to come to people and let them know that they matter. Who they are makes a difference. Because that makes me know that who I am makes a difference. This is Reverend Lydia, and I thank you for being that difference in my life and helping me stay authentic. Be blessed.
Down, but I picked myself back up and I started telling. it's something good.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.